because it makes no sense. Chetzi chayiv, chetzi zakei. Do you have other Rambams? Chenek Aleph? They don't have a Rambam there? They do. Okay. Kol echo ve echo ne otem yeshu schuyes vavoyes. That's right. Everyone has schuyes and vavoyes, don't they? Everyone has it. So also Moshe Rabbeinu. So everyone has that. So what means schuyes vavoyes? Don't think about yourself. It says kol echo ve echo ne otem yeshu schuyes vavoyes. Was it because it's called a malach? No, I don't know. But there is a Kabbalah by Yodeinu that way Moshe Soloveitchik said that there is no person which is mentioned ever in the Talmud which made ever an Aveira the Rabbonon even. Because it makes sense like this, because otherwise they can't be from those which tell you what to do. Yeah, because perhaps this is the point where he made an Aveira. After Punkto macht der Aveira, can't only say the side of it. There's no one, that's what he said. Put some those which are mentioned that they made something. But otherwise, no. No one. Ever. Not on the Diktuk der Rabbono. So, what does it mean? So, we have to understand what means Schuyes Vavoinus over here. We do have to understand that. Okay? But we'll see it in the Hemshech. What means Schuyes Vavoinus? We don't go into that, because Schuyes Vavoinus doesn't mean transgressing your obedience. It's not a question of obedience, obviously. A different question. Let's see. Mishus chiyos v'seiras al avaleis v'tzadik, mishu avaleis v'seiras al chiyos v'roshem, mechtz al mechtz v'beinani. So the mechtz al mechtz is not mevur. It's not clear. Yeah? It's not clear. Chena medinem, ayus chiyos kol yoshe merubis al avaleis v'arizit tzadekes, v'avnesi merubim harizu risho, v'chein kol oilum kul. So that is Schuyes Vavoinus. So the Schuyes Vavoinus, there are three stages: the Tzadik, it's the Roshe, and it's the Beinoni. That's right. So now I will already tell you what we will see it in the Hemshech. What means Schuyes Vavoinus? But the Schuyes Vavoinus is Schuyes means that you are relating or you are having a connection to the Borei Olam. That's a Schuyes. And the Averes is the one which makes you far. That's the Averes. It's closeness or farness. Farness or Yachas or Iyachas. However you want to say that. But this is called Schuyes and this is called Averes. Those are the two sides. The two sides are Schuyes and Averes. This is the same thing. Yeah? We'll see it. Let's see. Od mish Averes merubim al Schuyes um yadu meis berishoy. That means he doesn't fall, drop dead. But he's Nikva. He's Nikva meruchik. He's nikva meruchek. Shenema al roiv avonecha. Vechein medine shavonesei merubim yad hi avede shenema zakas tevim amoyre ki rabo. Vechein kol olum kulim hoi avonesei merubim anishriyosei mu yad hi neshchosin shenema liyar Hashem ki rabo roes odom. Now he says, the shikul ze, this shikul, eino lefi minin aschuyes vavoinus. That means that it's not according to making roei cheshbon, making accounting. It's not an accounting question. It's not. So we have to understand when he says not according to an accounting, it doesn't mean even it's according to a hidden accounting. Be careful. When he says it's not a question of the mean, this is a little bit, I have a problem with that. Rabbi Yisrael says that because he knows what he says, of course, but I have a problem with Rabbi Yisrael. So Rabbi Yisrael says, it's according to the Kale days, because you make an Avera, and from that will be another one, and there will be Moilid another one, and then you can't know what will that Moilid, that only the Borei Olam knows. But by me, that is called hidden accounting. Only it's hidden in front of you what will come out, but in the end it's accounting. Only it's a sophisticated way of accounting, that you already now know what will be. The Tziruv, what will be, or what comes out, then you make accounting. And I hold the Rambam says, no, it's not accounting at all. It's not accounting at all. Yeah? Anything meaning a Schuyes Vavoinus. No, it's not accounting. And also not hidden one. So I have a problem with that, that I go with my chat, okay? When we do that, I don't know really, Rabbi Sol by me is text, but you may do what, you may also say your own chat. Yeah? Rabbi Sol himself said that. Okay? So no, it's not. It's not hidden accounting. It is something else. It's another quality. What's the quality? Ela lefi goydlo. And now we have this relating to. So in the pasuk it says, "Dovo toiv el Hashem elokei Yisrael." Interesting lesson. Dovo toiv el Hashem elokei Yisrael. Two words to Borei Olam. Then Dovo toiv el Hashem elokei Yisrael. And it was a Dovo toiv which was against the Mahalach of his Beis Yerovam. Beis Yerovam had a Mahalach. That was one of the descendants of Yerovam. And then Beis Yerovam had a Mahalach that he didn't let Klal Yisrael going up to Aliyah LeRegel. And this man had made a hakala and made them going up. He was allowing them to go up. So it was against his mahalach, two words to Borei Olam. That's called the double toiv. Yeah? And he says, double toiv. Ya v'yesh ovin shukeneget kamus chuyus shenema v'chayte erod yabit to toiv harbe. When shaken ela b'daito shel keil deyos. So according to my opinion, daito shel keil deyos. We know that das is the mokam achibo. The way you say v'yeda otam es chavu ishtei. That's right. So this is the point where you are. It's not the intelligence. You learn that the intelligence. That's what also Rabbi Sol learns. There is a hidden information there. There's a hidden realm which you can't know what's going on. But when you know that hidden realm, then you can make entirely different accounting, and you see that one avera is 500 averas. But according to my chat, no. Keldeis means straight. That's the quality. The quality is whether you are pregea in the yachas to the beroilo. And this, only the Keil Deis knows that. Because the Das is the Mokum Achibur, and there, he knows what's going on, whether, how much that was Pegea in the Yachas. That's the Keil Deis. Yeah? Right on. Fine. Next halacha. Gimel. That is gone. Where is the Hahim? He doesn't believe me. I read the Rambam. Gimel. Now you see a thing which makes no sense why the Rambam brings it now. Otherwise it makes really no sense. The Rambam over here says, Kol mi shenichem ala mitzvah sho'oso, v'toh ala schuyus, v'omo v'libu mahu yalti ba'asiyoson, halavai le'osisiyoson, harezi ibet eskulom. Yeah, that is toya al-rishoyus. But what's not as a her? Why is this relevant? It says, now pitom you know, this mitzvah I know, the shikul. You can't know the shikul of the mitzvahs, but like by the Gimel, he says, but this is one avera which I know the shikul. That will destroy everything. Beforehand he said, you can't know. But by the Gimel, he says, I know. I just revealed to me. Just the Borei Olam made a hole in this mechitza where you can't understand. And through that hole, this Teyal Rishonis peeks out and it says, I am an avera which you lose everything. Other averas I don't know. But this avera is really the worst. Why? No, it's not because there is a hole. Because Teyav Rishayin means you cut over the yachas. The whole din is on the yachas. And the Teyav Rishayin is you cut that through. That's called Teyav Rishayin. Teyav Rishayin, I don't want that whole thing happen. So that's for sure. It is not, now we know. It is, that is what the Nidin is. The Nidin is, are you connected to the Borei Olam? And Teyav Rishayin is disrupting any connection. That's a Teyal Rishayin. So it's not that there is one Avera which I got this enlightenment from the Borei Olam that now I know what's going on. No. It is a Nidin. That's a Nidin. That's what the Nidin is. How are you connected or not? But by Teyal Rishayin, for sure you're disconnecting yourself. That's it. You're finished. Okay? That's the Rambam. Ve'en maskirim lo yishum schuz bo'elu shenem wa tzidkas ha-tzadik lo yitatzelele b'yib rishoy en zela b'teyal Rishayin. And now, ukeshein ששייקלין, אבוי נויסוף, שייקלין שחוי יסודם ואבוי נויסוף, בשעס מסוסוי, you didn't really speak about שעס מסוסוי, even though it says מייס מיד, ברישוי, מייס ברישוי, מיד. So that could be בשעס מסוסוי, but it is like this. בשעס מסוסוי, the only nidden which is there left is how much you are connected or you are related to the Borei Olam. That's what Yom HaMisa means. Throughout all the years and every single din, there are also other cheshbonis. One needs you because your children need you. One needs you because of the community. Other cheshbonis. But the moment the person passes away, there are no other cheshbonis. Only him. And what is the cheshbon with him? This is the cheshbon. How close, how far he is. That's a shekel on veisu b'shas misosay. Kach b'kol shona v'shona shekel v'inis kol echot v'echot miboy ha'olam m'shriyoyse b'yontav shel Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is a day where you also considering how close or how far is a person. That's the din. Yeah? How close or how far. And that is a considering of Rosh Hashanah. You establish the connection for the coming year of your avoide. That you establish your connection. That's a din on Rosh Hashanah. It's main din Yom HaMisa, but there is a difference. We will see that. There are differences between that, because over here you are done the person not for his final stage. You are done the person for his avoide stage. Yeah, he works the next year. So is he considered close or is he considered further away? That's the din on Rosh Hashanah. But the same din as in Yom HaMisa. But Rosh Hashanah, you establish that every single year again. No? And now, the Rambam over here says, an interesting thing, he says, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. Yeah? But Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. So Yom Tov, I do not know, but this is already my pshat. That's all, everything is always my pshat. Yeah? But Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov is always that the Yachas, the background of the Yachas, or the Tfisas Hadas, or the look of the Borei Olam, it looks in a more soft way. So Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin, but it's a Yom Tov. So it is a Yom HaDin, but it's not a Yom HaDin which make like this. It's a Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Mituk HaDin in Rosh Hashanah mitzad Kedushas HaZman. It's a Kedushas HaZman which makes that Din a little bit softer. That's called Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. Now what he says, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. מי שנמצא צדיק נחתם לחיים, מי שנמצא ראש נחתם למיסה. והבינני טוען לא יסד יום הכיפורים. Now, יום הכיפורים is not another יום דין. It doesn't say, on יום כיפור you make not another דין on the person. יום כיפור is a יום רחמים. It's not a יום דין. It's a יום רחמים. Only the בינני is stay still there. What has the בינני to do? So the בינני is in a terrible matzav. We'll see that through the Rambam. That you can't stay a Beinoni. You can't. You have to clarify your Yachas to the Borei Olam. That has to be clarified. Only the Beinoni has time till Yom Kippur, with all the Siyata Dishmaya of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we'll see that, and with the Rosh Hashanah, and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur itself, he has the possibility to make that Yachas good. Till now it was 50-50, unclear. If Beinoni doesn't mean 500 can I get 500? That's a revach. You'll see it soon. It's not 500. It is unclear yachas, non-clarified yachas, like this. It's swimming, you know. Yetzer tov, yetzer hara, shoyftom. Both, you know. You are both. You are both in the picture. But the Borei Olam wants that you should clarify the yachas. And now see, there you have the time. Im also tshuva nechtam lechayim, v'imlav nechtam lemisa. You have to make tshuva. So Rabbi Tzale, now I know I'm chelik on Rabbi Tzale, I'm on Rabbi Tzale. Rabbi Tzale asks, why do you have to make tshuva? Make a good mitzvah. And afterwards the Rambam in Halacha Dalet, in the end he says that you make mitzvahs. Aser to make tshuva. Why over here you have to make tshuva? No. You'll see that. You have to make tshuva because tshuva is the only mitzvah which is changing the foyal, the yachas. It's like you have a wheel, steer wheel, hege, yeah? And you turn it around. That's tshuva. There's no other mitzvah which does that. No other mitzvah turns around the yachas. You'll see. No other mitzvah turns around the yachas. Tshuva is the only one which turns around. You were bad, and now there where you were bad, you are good. That turns around the yachas before you. There are other things which make that the Borei Olam should look softer. That's not turning around the yachas. Turning around the yachas is only one mitzvah which turns around the thing. That's tshuva. Tshuva is the change. This odom acher is not the same person. Tshuva is the thing which makes everything changing. That's taking the steering wheel and turning over. So you have to make tshuva. So the kasha of Rabbi Tzale is not shver. Rabbi Tzale asks, why can't you make stama mitzvah? Why do you have to make tshuva? You are a Beinoni, so he learns Beinoni means 500 against 500. showing you another mitzvah, you have 501 and against 500. And then it's shver, it's kasha. And then he says, no, because it's a selzem ein tshuva, and tshuva is the easiest thing to do now, and you don't do it, it's a simon you are not for real. And that's why you get punished. You have to make tshuva. You have to use the opportunity like. No, I don't think so. I don't think it's a question of opportunity. Because a mitzvah doesn't help. Because a mitzvah, there is no other din on the Yom Kippur. There's not another din. We have a din, Rosh Hashanah is 500 against 500. Yom Kippur make another din. Yom Kippur, you make no din anymore. You are only making a din Rosh Hashanah, he says. Only Rosh Hashanah you make a din. Yom Kippur, you make no din. Yom Kippur is Yom Rachamim. So it's not that you have done him again and say, is now again still 500 against 500, or is there more in one side? You don't shoykel again, Yom Kippur. You are not. You are shoykel Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is Yom Rachamim. But Yom Kippur is Yom Rachamim means the Borei Olam urges for that yachas. He urges for that. He wants it. When you are changing your yachas, then you go through the Yom Kippur, even as a Beinoni. But you don't change the yachas, then you are gone. Yeah? So it doesn't help another mitzvah. We'll see it. Only tshuva helps. Very clear. When you understand that this shikul is a shikul of the yachas, the only thing which changes the yachas. Changes, you need another yachas, another thing. There's another thing going on. That's tshuva. Yeah? Yeah?
Someone is misaligned from his averus and is not able to new yachas.
What?
Someone wants to be knowing a new yachas without thinking about his averus.
Like the Rabbi Yoin and Rosh Hashanah, but we take now the Raman that there is a shikul on the whole there all the year going on, and now you have to be attacking that yachas. You're a Beinoni, you're an ankle. Now you can't just decide. You have to get out of that unclarity. The outcome is not a question of decision, a question of tshuva.
Why is the yachas tali a dakim mashal
ben
mashiyah? Isn't the yachas I'm going to be knowing now?
No. That we'll see it. The yachas which you are knowing now, that is like when you have a shalom bayis, and it was terrible for a month, and then one day is good. Then you say, okay, now it's good, and let's forget about the chedesh, and it will be okay. That's what you do. You are a silly person, a very silly person. But when you say, now a day was good, we can look at it in a positive way, yes, for sure, even one day. You can look at it in a positive way, but the yachas didn't change yet. You have to work. Of course you have to work. You can't say, that's a very silly thing. You say, it was terrible for the last month. For the last year it was terrible. But now this week was like a magic. It was everything good, so now it's everything gone. You are a naive person. You have to work. That will come back. That's right. The yachas didn't change, Atamivin, only when you make tshuva, when you get out of that bad side. But the outlook changes. Even for one day, you are good. That will be the next thing. When you have Amistad in a good way, the outlook changes immediately. For sure. But not the Yachas Befoyal. Only Tshuva does that. Okay? So you have to make Tshuva. And now. Now, the Halacha Dalet doesn't speak about Tshuva anymore. The Halacha Dalet speaks about Rosh Hashanah. And now there is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam Paskens is the Chayre. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Lava Toiki. The Gemara asks, Lava Toiki? Rachmona Votiku. Then the Gemara says, no, Loma Marin. Wow, Loma Marin. Yom Truah. And then the Gemara says, no, why do you make this Miyushef and this Mu'umet La'arba Vetasot? That's right. So the Rambam, so the first part of the Gemara is nonsense. Still means it's a mistake. Loma Taikin, Rachmona Votiku. So it means it was a mistake. You didn't understand one the other. And then, Marin, Yom Truah. It's a mistake. And then you come to the conclusion, I don't know why the Gemara brought that, not clear why the Gemara brought that here, Rabbi Yitzchok, but like, the Rambam passes it. No? Ava bishit kirshev Rosh Hashanah gzeiras hakosu, that's Rachmon Amatiku, no? So the Rambam passes that Gemara. How can you pass in such a Gemara? How can you do that? How can you do that? No. Rabbi Yitzchok asked an entirely different question. Rabbi Yitzchok asked, that what is the purpose of tshuva? How that purpose comes out? Yeah? Like afterwards he says, "Al-arbe v'etasotan." What's the purpose of tshuva? Not why, because why you can also get why tefillin, rachmona or tefillin, why Shabbos, rachmona or Shabbos. Everything is the word. No, it's not why the burial. No, the Rabbi Yitzchak wasn't a child or a newborn or a new bacon bal tshuva which asks these silly questions which have no words. No. He says, Loma means, what's the purpose? And then the answer is, Shofar is meyuchad in that, that the purpose of Shofar is only coming out because the Rabbi Yoelam told you. Tefillin not like this, tzitzis not like this. Tzitzis is Uriyisim Moisoy, Tcheles de Meleyam, Lamed de Barakia. It's not because the Rabbi Yoelam told you, because it's, that is Doimen. Or Mezuzah. You are going putting the hand on the Mezuzah and then you are Niskar in the Rabbi Yoelam and you think about him. And that is shamer on you when you go out. The Rambam says that, yeah? So that's you put the hand on it. So the purpose comes out from the Sechiras HaBoyre. But for Shofar, it's only Gzeiras HaKosu. Why? Because Shofar is the only mitzvah which is influencing the Shikul Das of the Bir Olam. It has come mikise din, v'yeshev al kise rachami. So that only the Bir Olam can do. That's what the Gemara says. Lomo toikin. What is the purpose of Toikin? Lama Toikin, Rachmona Lama Toikin. Because the purpose of Tzkiyah comes out because the Bereulam told you, not because anything else. Because that only can come in this way. Only the Bereulam can be Korea. This will make me change my mind. You can't make him change his mind. That's the means which changes his mind. It's only the Bereulam tells you. That's Rachmona Lama Toikin. So that's the Rambam. Ava bishtkiyah shev roshon agzirza kosufu. But that's the Nidin. The Nidin is come mikisedin, but Yeshua kiserachamim. Now, so I'll talk to you next. Remez Yeshboi, Kloimer, Uru Yeshenim Shenaschem, Minirdomim Akitsim et Ardemaschem, Vechipsom Asechem, Vechizu Betshuvo, Vezichru Boirachem. That he says. In the end he says, Vezichru Boirachem. That means you have to establish back the connection to the Boiroilom, eh? That's the point. It is a remez. The remez of the Shofar is the same thing as the Gzeiras HaKosuf. It's not, it's a Gzeiras HaKosuf and the remez is there. The Gzeiras HaKosuf is because the Yachas changes from the side of the Bir Olam. It's a remez that we also can change the Yachas. That's the remez. But Be'etzim it makes it by him. But we also have a say in that. V'zichru b'irachem. Yeah? Right on? That's the Rambam. Right on? Eila shoche b'sa'emis b'havle azman v'sheimim kol shnosom v'hevel v'rik asher lo yoil v'lo yachi lebitu l'napsho yiseichem. Because the mekol or the point, the place where you are connected to the Bir Olam, that's a nefesh. V'itivu d'archechem v'alechem v'yazov kol echem v'chem dar k'yoro u'machshavta asher lo yitoivo. Lefikoch. What is lefikoch? Now the Rambam is a very difficult Rambam over here. He brings the Gemara in Kiddushi which has no words. He says, the person has to look at himself 50-50, and the whole world is 50-50. It's E.F. Charlotte Thompson, no? Why should you think that the whole world is 50-50? Now, that's the way I told you beforehand. We are now not dealing with counting. We are dealing with the Yachas. And in the Halacha, you are not dealing with the Yachas itself that needs tshuva. You are dealing with the how you have a tfisas hadas in the yachas, whether you are soft-minded or you are hard-minded. Yeah? That the shofar makes the beroilam soft-minded. And the remes makes the beroilam also soft-minded. Lefikoch, the person has to look the whole year that he is 50-50. Yeah? But the 50-50 of the whole year doesn't mean the whole year, not, it's not Rosh Hashanah the whole year. You don't make a deen the whole year whether you are, you come through the din, there's no din, but the whole year the Bir Olam looks at the world. So all the year round you can influence how the Bir Olam looks at the world. With a harsh outlook or with a more soft outlook. That's right? That you can do. And that's the Lefikoch. Lefikoch, after you see that the remez of the Shofar makes that you also have a say in that, Lefikoch, the whole year around you also can do that. How? The whole world is 50-50. But the 50-50 of the world is the way I told you in the Shalom Bayis. The Shalom Bayis, the outlook of Shalom Bayis is always 50-50. That's right? Because even one day is able to be Nimno against a whole month. It's not 50-50. It's only one day against one month. But it's always in the Tfisas Hadas for the Yachas, it's always 50-50. It's always 50-50, every single time. You can be the worst guy in the world. It's always 50-50. Because perhaps your, his Eurus now, will make the Bereulam says, I can look positive at the world. In the yachas, it's only 50-50. And now, there's a big difference. It's good still. There's a big difference between Rosh Hashanah and the whole year. Rosh Hashanah, the Skulas HaShefer does it. And according to one man, the Omer even Tukei Al-Shir Yotzon. And Mitzvah Zeh Netzirich is Kavona. Tukei Al-Shir Yotzon. That means you can do whatever you want. You simply blow the Shefer and then you're gone. You know, the thing is there. But the whole year around is not like this. And it says, Yirei Atzmoi Ke'ilu. That's right. So you think Yirei Atzmoi Ke'ilu means this is a cheshbon of his oirus, that you should have nerven and you should be under pressure that you have to do the right thing. No, the Yirei Atzmoi is it's a demand, because you have to think about that. Because the yachas we had in Shara Oiro, the yachas in with the tzaddik yisoyi, that's the whole thing over here. The yachas comes with a kavone. Only Rosh Hashanah comes to Tekei Al-Shir. The whole year round, Tekei Al-Shir won't do anything. They won't do anything, because why should he do anything? You have to have a kavone, like Zichru Berachem, or like Yira Atzmei Keilu. You have to have a kavone with that the whole year. Okay? But then, you can influence the shikul. Look, that you can influence how he looks. So kolod mashir atz mikol shol kula ki vechet shachay vezachay vechen oel kul veilochay shachet shazake vechet shachay chot ochet echot harichri esatz miskol oel kula kaf choyvo. Even though it's not Rosh Hashanah, but the kaf choyvo over here means that the boreil now looks with eyes which are midas hadin. Vegorim lo yashchose also mitzvah achas harichri esatz miskol oel kula kaf shchus vegorim lo yulehem tshuva gedor vatzola shelim vatzadik esoy doilom. And now you see that was difficult on the Rabbi Tzalem. Mipnei that you the whole year round can make a mitzvah and influence the outlook of the Boir Olam. Because of that, mipnei inyan ze, nagu go beis Yisrael, all of the Klal Yisrael, larbis betztoku v'maisim toivim. Excuse me, before, and he said you have to make tshuva. Hashem make tshuva, has to make tshuva. Over here it says, like the Mitzvah asks, no, a good stock of Maisin Tovim. What's that stock of Maisin Tovim? You saw that once, stock of Maisin Tovim? You see tshuva Maisin Tovim. You don't see stock of Maisin Tovim. It's a new thing in the Rambam. What means stock of Maisin Tovim? I looked it with DBS, that's it. It's on the Rambam. Stock of Maisin Tovim. Tshuva Maisin Tovim, more it says. Always says tshuva Maisin Tovim, not stoker Maisin Tovim. What means stoker? Stoker is the mitzvah which changes the yachas of the Boir Olam. That it says everywhere. Stoker means that the Boir Olam should look at the world in a different way. So that's why you do. Also the Tkiyah Shefer. The Tkiyah Shefer is not tshuva. When you hear the Tkiyah Shefer, you are not a tzaddik. Only it is more weich. It's more soft. And the remezi eshvoit will be more soft, and through the year you can make it more soft. Lefikoch klal Yisrael in the aseres emei tshuva wants to make a shtadlis that the yachas of the Boir Olam should be more soft. That's what he says. Lefikoch tzor noagu larbois betztoku v'maisin toivim v'lasek mitzvot meroi shonu v'yom kippurim, not in tshuva. He wants that the outlook of the Boir Olam should be more soft, and in the end. You have to be chayzer b'tshuva. No question, you have to be chayzer b'tshuva because you have to change. The Beinoni still has to change that yachas. A soft outlook. It's like when I told you by the Shalom Bayis. You know, after one day it goes well and you have a softer outlook, but you can't say now it's all okay. You know, no, it's not okay. You have to make tshuva. But now we make tshuva with the good. His yachsus. That's what the Klal Yisrael wants. Look. Yes, I'm calling Shona. When I go Kulam, all the clients are local. Balayla, Baasera, Meim, Moru, Espalda, Bar Tekneser, but Divrei Tachanunim. A Divrei Tachanunim is always a tefillah on the Yachas. Tachanunim means you want that the Yachas should come back. So that's what you want. You want the Yachas back. You want a better Yachas. That's called Divrei Tachanunim. And for sure, that's why he says, call Klal Yisrael, Kulam, and before he says, Nogu Kol Beis Yisrael, because when you want to have the Yachas from the Boir Olam to the world in a softer way, there the Klal Yisrael has a say more than a person himself. The Klal Yisrael has more of a say. So all of the Klal Yisrael make stock or Meisim Tovim or Marbe B'mitzvahs, and Kulam they are davening B'tachanunim, that this Yachas should come back in a Seder Meitshuva. But the Yachas will be a Yachas in how you look at the thing. To change the Yachas, you need Tshuva. That stays like Halacha Gimel. Good. Okay? So that was now the Halacha Dalet. So the Halacha Dalet does not deal with making Tshuva. The Halacha Dalet deals, Taka, with that. How are you able to make that the Beroilim should look in a softer way? Kami kisedin, v'oim yoshepi kiserachami. That's the Halacha Dalet. And now comes the Halacha Hey. Now you kind of have to think, you know. And I only read the Rambam. But it's good, it's a good pshat in the Rambam. You can't say that's a good pshat in the Rambam. Yeah, v'sicha b'ram. That is the Yisoyrus you have. But you don't make it. That's the Yisoyrus. You should be chayzer b'tshuva. That's the Yisoyrus. V'sicha b'rachem. The Yisoyrus is that. But you don't make tshuva before you're by the shofar. Shofar is the me'orer to that. It makes you that you. I am like with the Shalom Bayis. You say, I really want to be a good person. And then after an hour, when the same situation comes back, the good person is out of the window. You know these things? Yeah, that's it, you know. But it was good. You wanted to be a better person. That makes you in a much better light. And the Yachas changes. The Tfisas Adas changes. But the real Yachas didn't change. That only changes with Tshuva. Really? Yeah, clear? One? Yeah, that's right. Okay, we'll see. Now comes the next halacha. Now comes the big chiddush. You have still kriyach. Yeah, it's not bad learning like this. That's good. Yeah, it's a good chat. Now b'shoshes shoyklin avoid is odom ischiyosa. So the Rambam now goes back to the first halacha. It's not back to the, but be'etzim it's a hemshach of halacha dalet. Halacha Dalet told you that the Beroilom looks softer. But he looks softer because you are taking a b'shofar, or you give tzedakah, or you are marbe b'mitzvahs, or you are davening. But what will be b'shas mise? And now it's finished. Now you get the real roe cheshbon, you know, accounting. Now you make the accounting. Where is softness coming in there? That is good by Rosh Hashanah. You have a tkiyah shofar. But where is softness coming in? That's how they did. Where is this softness coming in when you are making the final decision where to place the person for his Olam Habo? Where is the softness coming in? Look. Ein machshim olav oven shorod boi tchilo v'loi sheini ele mishlishi ve'elech. That's the softness. You are first looking at the person whether he's a muhsik. Without being a muhsik, that can't be kever yachas. A yachas, you understand. A yachas can be kever only muhsokes. When you are not muhsik, the yachas is not nikva. Not. So, the first two averes, they don't establish a yachas. They are bad things, but they're not establishing a yachas yet. But the third does it. Establish the yachas. Now look. Ein machash min olav oven shechad boi tchila v'lo yisheini ele mishlishe v'eilach im nimtzu avoy noisa mishlishe v'eilach murubin al shechi yoisof. When he is still a bad man and you take only an account from the third and further oisom shtei avoydes mit starfim donem oisa al hakol. The two avoyres are there. They were not establishing a yachas, but they are there. And the moment when this yachas is negative, then these avoyres will be coming into the cheshmet to be punished. Yeah? Wim nimmt zu schuyes auf kenegel am neus as sham yom shlishe veilech. When the schuyes are like from the third aveira onwards, the schuyes have the same weight. What you do? Mavir in kol aveinus of rishen rishen. You are mavir the aveinus one by one. The fish as shlishe nech zav rishen. Shekvar nim chalu ashnai. Yeah? The shlishi is now the first because the two are already gone. Why are the two gone? Excuse me, beforehand they said, when there will be more averes, the two will be there. So the two are not gone, they are there. So it's kvar nimchalu. No! From the nidden to be establishing a yachas, the two are gone. They are not there. Kvar nimchalu. Only when the yachas will be negative after these two, the two are mitzaref to all the averes. But they are already out of the cheshbon whether they are establishing a yachas. They don't. Ze kvar nimchalu. Kvar nimchalu ha-shnayim. And now the third is the first. So what does that mean? The Rambam Ipanu already asks. Why does the Boroilom have to make one by one a mechile? He can make on everything at once. No. When you make a mechila on everything at once, that means I have over here a bunch of averes and I have a bunch of schuyas. Okay, let's not look at this side. Let's only look at that side. That's called moichel on akol. No, the Boreh Olam doesn't want that. The Boreh Olam wants to consider the bad because he has to make a birur. It has to be mevur. It has to be clear, clarified. You can't stay a beinoni. You can't. You can't stay a beinoni. You have to get out of that beinoni. It has to be clarification of the yachas. What does the Boreh Olam do? He takes the averes and makes one by one. Because in the depth, the averes have no mahalach. The averes, every averes is a different thing. That's called yitzpordu kol poya le'oven. The averes, they don't have a real mahalach. They are all one by one. So the Boreh Olam takes every single avera and looks at it and says, Chil Shabbos, chas v'shalom. Chil Shabbos. That is kaveh de yachas? No. Gone. Out. Then, another avera. That is kaveh de yachas? No. So one by one, he considers the avera, but he asks himself, is that kaveh de yachas? No, it is not. So he's moichel. Like the first two. The first two are kaveh de yachas? No. They are gone. The third kaveh de yachas? No. It's one by one he takes it, because he considers the avera, and is done whether it is kaveh yachas. It's not. And then, the third is like the first, and the fourth is like the... This whole cheshbon of three is by a yochid. Because by tzibur there is no way to say they are muchzik bechet. A tzibur can't be muchzik bechet. There can't be. Yeah? A tzibur can't be muchzik bechet because the tzibur is always good. Can't be muchzik bechet. So it's not a question of muchzok by the tzibur. B'sheni v'shlishi atoile, but what? Shenemar al shloisha pishi Yisrael v'araba lo yashivenu u'kishemachashvin lahem al derech ze machashvin lahem v'yoravi v'eilach. So it could be, this I don't know, but I think the Rambam Ipanu said something like this. The Ravi v'eilach means it's not already not a question whether you are a muchzik, it's a question whether he is interested in you. Because the Ravi is pregea in the other realm altogether. Efshar azoy, yeah? It's not a question whether you are muchzik. That's not the eniden. But the Ravi means that you throw out the Boreh Olam from the window, you know? So that's the Ravi v'eilach. Then you are done from the Ravi v'eilach. And now look. The Ravi v'eilach. Habeinonim. אם היה בכלל מחצה ואיני שלהם, שלא יניח תפילים מאוילום, תוני נוי של לפי חטאי. ויש החלק גלוי נאמר בו. You see what the way you say. The Boreh Olam takes every avera single. And he looks at it and says, no, this avera, no, it's not a bad yachas. This avera is not a bad yachas. But, someone which was never putting on tefillin, he has no yachas to the Boreh Olam. Just that's Nefesh Chaim says, in Shar Beis. The Mokum is Chabrus, is the Tfilin, that's right. Tfilin are the Mokum is Chabrus to the Boreh Olam. When a person is Loiniach Tfilin Boreh Olam, the Boreh Olam will look at that Chet and says, bad Yachas? Yes! Bad Yachas, no Tfilin. That's it. But the Shabbos not. He looks at Shabbos and says, Shabbos, bad Yachas? No. Shabbos is Kaveh Yachas? No. Ribis is Kaveh Yachas? I don't know what that is. No, I don't know what it is, a foronino, I don't know. But whatever it is here, he takes an avera, looks at it, and says, is that kaveh ayachas? No. But when he takes the avera of shaloini echtfili me'oilom, looks at it and says, yes, bad yachas. Because he was never putting on tefillin. No, I sell some you have to make tshuva. This whole thing is only there, this whole thing is only there that you are kuvea in the bad side, shalom yachfi. But otherwise you have to make tshuva, yeah? The 50-50. Chelik olam abo. 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 Shukoy Yisrael Yishev Chelek Lelamavo. That's at the end of the part of the thing. Lelamavo. Afa pi shechotu shenem avayim amchol kulam tzadikim lelam yishu oretz eretz umoshel klema eretz achayim lelamavo. Chayin chasid yom Yisrael Yishev Chelek Lelamavo. So yeah, I didn't know what to say, but that was a pshat. Good pshat. There, he says there is. At the beginning.
Bein Siv Yavim Beni after the Tibor, the whole Oilam.
Beinani, yeah.
Medina.
Kish.
Fair.
Kish.
There is in the beginning, it says, no?
Right? Halacha Bein.
Yeah, that's the Beinani by Medina. Only said by other. By, it says Russia is standing by Medina.
Oh.
But then it says the kol olam is mechsa al mechsa, no?
Yeah.
Okay. At kan the pshat which was ischadish to me, good pshat. At kan the pshat. Got a good pshat. Was kedai? Yeah?